Jennifer?
Hello.
Hi, friends.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Had a great weekend. How about you guys?
I had a good weekend, too. I had a good weekend. I can't complain other than Tua not being able to catch a damn snap.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something else.
Meanwhile, he's got a human jugs machine as a center.
Cam Ward's catching touchdowns. This guy can't even catch a snap.
Jeez. Oh, the Canes. Canes are good. Oh, yeah. Good that's Canes. Good.
Tough.
Cupcakes, dude. I told you those Seminoles. Bums.
So, cupcakes tomorrow? What's going on?
Yeah. What do you got today, Froggius?
We have been talking about it over and over. The snap. The 2 points that costed us the game. McDaniel has an answer.
What do you mean?
Well, two points.
Costed is not a word.
Oh, that's, come on. That's a total word, dude. How much it costed? You never
Tua costed that football.
No, total. Yeah, look, costed. Correct to say costed.
No, it's not.
Oh, totally.
It's not a word.
Yeah, maybe not the way I used it.
Send us a link.
No, it's not. You don't need to send a link. You know damn well costed ain't a word.
No, it's a word. Like, you know, they costed what? Him. They accosted him.
Stop.
Oh, it's a word, dude.
See, usually we just eat it, yeah. But now it's you, and you try to dig yourself out of it.
Costed is a word, dude.
It's not a word, dude.
It's a word.
Froggy, he just wants to get you back for That's all he's doing.
He says both are correct. I don't know.
I'm telling you.
I think costed is a thing.
In British English, costed is the past tense of the verb cost.
Why did I know you were going to say that one?
We're quibbling. Let's just get to the soundbite.
Okay, the soundbite is costing us a lot of time.
Rue would say he should have taken a little steam off of it. Tua said he should have caught it. Bottom line is backed up. We can't have those type of issues. You can't just give free points to people. So collectively, I think that, you know, the way I like to handle it is, all right, we can't go in shotgun or pistol backed up until you guys tell me you can.
Okay. I've seen him under center. It's not really that much better, if I'm being honest. That still doesn't tell me who I need to blame.
All of them. Yeah. The lot of them. That's the only one person. Listen, here's who you can blame. You can blame Tua.
He's snapping it in too hard.
It's ridiculous. This guy's a professional athlete. What do you think was the miles per hour on that snap?
110.
Get out of here.
Oh, it was humming.
You acted like Brewer snapped it to him like he was Otani.
I'd say.
Have you seen the play? He really did.
21.
Dude, I did see the play. It hit him right in the hands.
Oh my God. Love the way.
He's got 33 fumbles since entering the league.
Dude, he fumbles a lot, Leroy. He does. He fumbles a lot.
33 fumbles isn't.
He just has a real propensity to get his fumbles back. He's really good at getting his fumbles back. That ball with Tua is on the ground a lot.
Yeah.
A lot, dude.
It goes from zero, like never touching the ground, to have like four in a game. It's wild.
I will say though, you know, it did escape my mind that the Dolphins did have this happen against the Patriots with Snoop.
Ah.
Didn't cause them. They ended up winning the game still, but that did happen.
Yeah, it went straight over his head.
Oh yeah. Anyway.
We heard from Mike McDaniel.
Great coaching, by the way. You know, he's got it all figured out, Mike McDaniel.
Oh, yeah.
How long do you think that press conference is going to be today? 47 minutes?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of nothing.
I saw him after the game. He's like, no one's going to give a bleep. He was cursing a lot in this press conference yesterday that we're 2-5. I'm like, I do?
Great.
Right. Wish your record was better.
I don't care, sir.
Wait, but what you wanted? Exciting football.
I did. Well, listen, it was a more enjoyable game than the win over the Patriots. It was.
Yeah.
I would rather the win.
You got what you wanted. Really?
Yeah. You got what you wanted.
Is this what you wanted?
Yeah, he wanted.
No, what I want is the Dolphins to be good. What do I want? Nobody. Guess what? In a world,
No. You want guys, to win.
You
want it.
You guys live in a world where you like to try and box me in.
No,
all enjoyed yesterday's game more than you did the Patriots. The game was a more enjoyable game than the Patriots. Yes, game. The result was
rather to win.
Right.
You just a rather enjoyable game.
Look, great investments are great because you end up with more money, but gambling's more fun.
Oh.
Boxed in.
No.
Mm-mm. Want you guys to know I got 17 legs on the same ticket, correct, guys. But it was 22 legs, unfortunately. So no money still. No money.
Did you have fun?
20. Oh, it's fun. 22 legs.
That was fun.
That's fun. That is fun.
Dude, who even tries 20?
I was rich.
That guy.
I was stinking rich.
Marcos and I used the Hard Rock app. Wait,
five cents wins $1.5 million. Exactly.
Marcos and I, yeah, we use the Hard Rock app like scratch offs.
Oh yeah, exactly. Dude. Essentially, right?
Same. Because they don't like no, because they won't they won't even push the button until it shows 17,000.
Yeah, I want some real value. I want my $3 to send my kid to college.
I was thinking of the game, and I was like, Alec Burst could score 30 tonight.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's possible.
$2 million. your $3 bet over the $2 million.
What else you got, Marcos?
Don't worry, guys. I know you're wondering right now, are the Dolphins out of it? According to Tua, we're still alive in the playoff hunt.
Always time. 17 games. It's a long time. A lot of games. So whether we're counted out or we're not, doesn't matter. We're going to continue to play football. A lot of people in here know that I don't know how many years ago we started out 1-7. We didn't have half the guys that we have, and no disrespect to my other teammates, but I'm talking about the talent that we have here. We didn't have half that talent, however many years ago. And so to give that group respect, we won the next 8 games. And I'm not saying, you know, we're going to do that or whatnot, but it is possible. Anything's possible. So we're going to continue to trust each other, lean on each other, believe in each other, and we're going to go do it next week. What are your thoughts?
Counterpoint.
Okay.
When you got to that 8th game in Tennessee, you really screwed the pooch and cost him the playoff. Tua.
Oof.
You left out that detail, didn't you? If you want to go back years ago.
Wow.
What? I mean, like, tell the whole story. Okay. You know, don't act like it ended in the playoffs.
The point was there's a chance.
You want to know what happened in that game?
No. Oh, no.
But I'm more than sure you got it locked. Now, do you like Tua or not?
I love Tua. I'm a big Tua fan. But I don't like him being a finagler of the truth.
He didn't finagle the truth. He said we were.
He made it seem like he took him to the playoffs from a 1-7 record, which he did not.
He didn't say that, though.
That's what he wanted you to think.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, Sullen McRibs is right.
What?
You were begging for Tua to come back, and now you're just lashing out.
You should have caught the snap. I don't know what to tell you. You should have caught the snap. You should have caught. I'm tired of this whole thing because you want to know what's going to happen. This is the same thing that happened with Jalen Waddle. You want to know what my problem is? Here's my problem.
I'm going to rip him today.
Here's my problem. Here's my problem, Jennifer.
Okay.
My problem is I'm always the first one to the right argument when it's not popular. And the same thing. What happened today? We come to the opening segment. It's my birthday. The first thing you mentioned today, Leroy, is Jalen Waddle versus the football. Woof.
Oof.
Now I have the audacity to mention, hey, Tua, he's got a bit of a Butterfingers problem. He does. And guess what's going to happen? Maybe not next week, but there'll be another critical time where it happens again. And then you'll all hop on the bandwagon. And then I won't be so lonely anymore because it's groupthink. Well, just like I'm the only one who will tell you that D-Wade statue is great.
Okay.
You guys all want to be part of the jokey jokes. You want to be all part of the jokey jokes.
I had no idea about the jokey jokes.
You want to be part of the jokey jokes.
I saw the statue.
Okay.
By the way, Marcos, spot on.
All right.
What?
looks like PJ Tucker.
Oh, Antoine Walker, that picture.
Antoine Walker.
Yeah, for sure. That is definitely
look Antoine at that. Walker. Look at that picture.
You know, I just want to say, you said, no. Air I just want to say, dude, I want to just say something. Right. First of all, too scared to say yes or no. Second of all, you said intangibles think that all black people look alike. And I got to be honest with you, I'm seeing a lot of people make those jokes. And maybe I'm the one who just think it looked like D-Wade. Mm. I'm the only one. So maybe I'm the one who's had that. No, it's not an accurate picture. You're taking liberties. People are taking liberties. Wow. They made that picture of him fuzzier. Okay. People are taking liberties with the D-Wade statue, and I'm not liking it. Hmm. But this is all getting me away from my main point, which was Tua, bender of the truth.
Whoa.
Do you want to know what happened in that Tennessee Titans game?
Yeah, what happened?
3 fumbles for Tua.
Fumble. He's a fumbler, dude.
Hey, he's a fumbler.
I mentioned this offseason. What's crazy is when I was mentioning this before giving him a contract, everyone was like, oh, what do you know? Stupid frog, get out of here. Now everybody wants to talk about his fumbles.
Okay. You didn't talk about his fumbles. All you cared about is that he didn't run.
He led the league. Led the league in fumbles last year.
Give us one more.
Unfortunately, it's another one from Tua. I don't know if I'm how about we get tough for a second? How about that? Mario Cristobal talked to Joe Rose this morning.
And
as the Canes are now 8-0 and playing relevant football for the first time in a long time, he emphasized the difference November football brings.
It's November, and the Miami Hurricanes are playing relevant football, right? That's awesome stuff, but it's right. The weather gets a little bit different, not here because we're crazy spoiled, but the weather gets a little bit different. The teams get better, you know, for us, for everybody, right? Injuries start piling up a little bit. So all of a sudden, your intensity, your focus, your attention to detail and preparation becomes just completely the most important thing that you can have and do. Because you're playing better teams, and the teams you're playing for the most part are alive in it as well. So you got to put all the other junk aside. Get rid of people and distractions that have nothing to do with winning, man. Just get them out of the way and put your focus on just getting better and being 1-0 today.
Oof, got me nervous for a second. I forgot. I was like, oh, we got a cold game coming up? Syracuse is indoors.
Oh, thank God. That was close. Cam Ward, can he do well in the cold? He was in cold Washington, right?
He was in cold Washington. He was.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm not worried then. Cam Ward, I got faith.
Everybody that plays on the football team down south isn't from down south. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm just going to tell you something. You can say that all you want. All I ever think about is a December bowl game in Orlando that's 55 degrees, and we always get smacked around.
Get smacked because you weren't very good, not because it was cold.
Look, dude, D'Arre King got hurt in the Cheez-It Bowl. Now, before that, my son and I got to see him on the Lazy River, and it was a great time because we were staying at the same hotel.
Cole couldn't possibly be there. It's a Lazy River.
It was heated.
Oh, great!
It was great.
Yeah, wonderful.
You know, you're gonna have a hard pressed time yelling, this team can't play in the cold, while talking about your star quarterback in the Lazy River. I don't give a rat's ass. You're outdoors.
My point to Cam Ward is, should you guys go to a bowl and the hotel is a Lazy River, stay out of it, huh?
They might play their first playoff game down here.
That'd be cool.
Oh, that'd be good.
But again, you sound ridiculous.
I feel like I'm getting told that a lot today.
Wait. You should have left that last little tidbit out. Yeah, it was 55 degrees, and we were just going around that Lazy River. We saw our starting quarterback. That's not
it was cool. Eden.
It was Eden.
That was Eden.
I mean, it wasn't like J-Fig in the woods in the jacuzzi.
That was cold up there.
It was really cold.
She was so hammered. She doesn't remember. She's like,
listen, you're throwing things there that are not true. I was not hammered.
You were hammered.
Totally hammered.
Hey,
moonshine.
That is the only thing that would explain it being 20 degrees and you trying to dip your ass in the
hot tub. You can ask my friends. I was not hammered.
They call her St. Bernard Fig. You know, she just able to handle the cold with some bourbon.
Oh, that's all it takes.
That's tough.
Is that what the St. Bernards carry around?
bourbon? I didn't know that. I thought they carried around people and they raced.
No, that's not.
That's the idea around you, dummy.
Whoa, what dogs are those?
Not. St. Bernards are huge.
It's the ones you say mush to. Mush.
Oh, Saint Bernards, wait. St. Bernards are like the same size as people.
Oh, St. Bernards costed too much for me as a child.
Oh, my God.
Sheathan says Tobin handles the cold with bourbon chicken. Always a great sample at the mall.
Hey. Can I just tell you, point. Bourbon chicken has gotten its run for far too long, right?
Take a break.
That chicken on the stick is always bourbon chicken.
Oh, yeah. Get you in the circus tent. Take a break. Back after this.